I'm here with Coach Kirk Thacker from Hardin Central, and you had a tough night tonight, I understand.
Yeah, we had a real tough night. Come in the game 7-1, ranked number 4 in the state, and Northern Pirates came in, and they were motivated and did a real good job of playing against us tonight. My hats are off to them. They gave us a whale of a game and got us in the end 22-18. It's a good win for them, good win for their coaching staff and their kids. Tristan McNelly and Brett Benefil are both really good players, and their line did a very good job tonight too against us, and we were there's kind of a lot of excitement. It's been a while since they beat us, and we weren't able to get our 2-point conversion. We had 3 touchdowns. Ryler Estenbaum had our first touchdown on a long run, and then hit Sam Hawkins for his first career catch and touchdown. And then in the second half, ended up with Sean Utley scoring a touchdown for us. But we were up 12-0 at half and ended up losing 22-18. We weren't able to convert any of our 3 2-point conversions, and we had a chance to win at the end. We got the ball back with about a minute and a half left, and a minute 20 left, and were able to march it down to their 10-yard line at 1st and 10 on their 10, and had 2 sacks that threw us back, and then had a couple plays not be able to get back up, gave it over to them on downs with, I believe, about 11 seconds left or 17 seconds left, and they kneeled it. They played hard. Our team played hard, and it's a good win for them, and we'll have to go back to the drawing board and see what we can get.
Okay. Now, Nathan did tell me that we need to qualify that. Ryler Estenbaum was injured, and you lost him for part of this game.
Yeah, it was an interesting game. Ryler Estenbaum, our All-State running back, we lost him early in the 3rd quarter, knee injury. Still have not heard anything on him yet. It was pretty bad. And so after the boys got over the initial shock of him being taken away in the ambulance, they finally got in and played. We're without a couple players anyway that have been hurt. Jet Gaberts just got out of surgery a couple days ago from having a torn labrum. He was our starting left guard. And we also, Alex Cunningham, our fullback, hurt his back tonight. I don't know what the status will be on him either. That takes us down to about 10 players. And we're going to have to piece something together for the playoffs. Tonight was for the conference championship. So Norbert will get that this year and congratulate them on that. And that will also, I believe, move us out of the 1 seed for district and move us, I believe, down to the 3 seed if I've got everything figured right. It'll be Southwest will be 1, Norbert will be 2, and looks like in 2 weeks we'll go down to Norbert and play them again. We've got to piece something together. Heart goes out to Ryler. He was playing his heart out and doing a real good job. And I also want to ask for prayers, for Norbert coach Mike Carl. They had to take him away in an ambulance, too. Don't want to speculate on what was going on there, but he was having some trouble breathing. And Mike and I have been friends for years. We started out school together in Richmond. We were classmates all the way through, and we started out Little League football together. And, we were junior high and freshman and JV. We were he was the left guard and I was the left tackle, and all through high school then. And so he's been my buddy for years, and I'm thinking about him and Ryler now more than the game. This was a heartbreaking loss for us, but we had a chance to win at the end, and the boys never quit. My seniors are out there, Sean Utley and Matthew Highmiller, kind of took over leadership role tonight. They were our 2 captains, and they kind of led the team. Joe Higgins, another senior, did a good job. Josh Smith got in, played some. Matthew Burton and Tommy Burton both did an excellent job of playing on defense. Stephen Logsdon and also David Klein on the offensive line did wonderful. And so, you know, I have no complaints on our team. We're just one of those things where you don't know what to do when you don't have anybody to put in. So we'll have to come up with a plan in a couple weeks.
Well, that's what coaching's all about. It's taking nothing and doing something sometimes.
Yeah, that definitely is. And then, you know, I don't want to make any excuses in moral victories or anything. Don't believe in those. But the boys really got in, played hard when adversity hit. And, the shock wore off of Ryler getting hurt. And they found that they could play. And, we moved the ball some. And that's going to take some time to get the execution down with the new set of players. So those guys hadn't practiced a whole lot at the positions they were in. We had to move our tight end back, Matthew Highmiller, back to fullback, and our fullback to tailback. And we had two guys that don't have a lot of experience, Sam Hawkins and Joe Higgins, that were running plays in and replacing each other, had to play both tight end spots, and they're little guys, and stature-wise, but, you know, they play their hearts out. So I have no complaints with my team. Love them all very much, and very proud of them tonight.
So you got 2 weeks now to prepare for Norbert again.
I believe it is Norbert. I could be wrong, but, yeah, we would go down to their place and play them, and we'll have the 2 weeks to get everything ironed out and see who we've got playing at what positions.
Well, I hope you can keep them all healthy, Coach. It sounds like you're going to need everybody and every bit of help you can get.
Definitely so. We may have to recruit my son, the water boy, out there. I might have to come out of retirement. So, it's a thing that, you know, it's been a strange season. We've played very well the first seven games and the first six games, and the last 2 weeks have been totally out of character for us, but absolutely proud of the boys.
Well, Coach, we're going to pray for Ryler and Coach Carl over at Norbert, and we hope everybody comes back real soon, gets back on their feet, and you're 7-2 on the season, that's right?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay. Well, hopefully in 2 weeks, you can give us a call and tell us how things go in Norbert. We wish you the best of the luck, and I appreciate you calling in on the KMZU Fifth Quarter Show.
Yeah, thank you, and thanks for the coverage.